Hello, everybody. Today's video is a little different. It's also a little late, but I wanted to just express my gratitude for every single one of you. I am always so humbled and I don't know. I'm just very thankful. I feel like this year I kind of went through a lot in my personal life. We don't need to get into it. It was just a very difficult year. There was family things that came up. There was my personal health. It was really scary at some point. And I just want to thank you all. I don't have a standard video or audio today or this week. This audio is going out to everybody on YouTube, everybody on Patreon, everyone on Fansly, and everyone on OnlyFans. I am so, so, so thankful for every single one of you. You have all made this year bearable. You have all been a constant. And I am forever thankful and grateful for you guys. I was reflecting, and I have to honestly say that it has been an amazing few years. I genuinely cannot believe how long that I have been creating audios. I can't believe people still enjoy them. I still do not consider myself a VA. I don't think I ever will, and I know that so many have told me that I should just consider myself that, but I just don't. And yeah, I'm really, really thankful. And I really have nothing else to say, except that I cannot wait to continue doing this for the next year, maybe two, three. I don't know. Do people really want to listen to me for that long? I doubt it, but yeah. So I really wanted to just be myself and not put on a performance sitting here in front of a microphone. Yeah. So I wanted to say thank you. And I hope that you all have a wonderful day or night. And I was going to end this with some non-prompted Q&A things. I feel like when it comes to Thanksgiving, I'm in America, so I celebrate Thanksgiving, or I'm in the U.S., specifically in America. But I celebrate Thanksgiving with family and friends. And it's one of my favorite holidays. Obviously not my favorite holiday. I mean, come on now. There's Halloween. But I love it because I get to see my family and I get to show them appreciation. And with the kind of world we live in, I feel like we have a tendency to, I don't know, forget about it because everything's so fast. There's always such a sense of urgency and there's always something to be done and I have to do this. I have to go run these errands. Oh, I have to go to work or I have to stay, you know, 5 hours past my scheduled time at work because of X, Y, and Z, or, you know, I'm too stressed or too depressed or, you know, just having to make choices. And those choices sometimes aren't nurturing to our relationships. And so I really do take this whole holiday season to show that appreciation. I don't know why I went on that little rant. I'm so sorry. But I really feel that it is necessary for me and myself, right, to take this moment and pause and take the time with my family. So I do celebrate Thanksgiving, like I said, and I'm really excited to see my family. It will be after a very long shift and I will be exhausted, but I'm bringing pies and cheesecake and maybe cookies. I don't know. I'm still deciding on that. But yeah, I am very excited to see them and I am really looking forward to the rest of this year and ending it with some fantastic plans of seeing family and friends. So with that, I'm just going to get into it. So if I'm choosing between white or dark meat on a turkey, I said it was an unprompted Q&A. I'm choosing dark meat. I really love dark meat. And the sides that we primarily have like around the table, they're going to be stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, roasted veggies. We have usually a green bean or broccoli casserole. And I don't really consider it a side. I think of more of it as a dessert, but like sweet yams. Or candied yams. And so for me, my favorite is mashed potatoes. I can't live and go through a Thanksgiving without mashed potatoes. And my mom really makes, I mean, everybody will probably say this, but my mom makes the best mashed potatoes. I love her mashed potatoes. And she will, these past few years now, not living with her and not being around her or close by to her anymore, she always saves me or packs me up a little container of mashed potatoes that I can bring home. So yeah. So I did sides. I did what type of meat? Oh, okay. If it's between turkey and ham for Thanksgiving, I'm always choosing turkey. And I feel that, I don't know, I feel like I'm part of the minority in that. I love turkey. I grew up with it. We never had ham for Thanksgiving, but a lot of my friends and some partners have grew up with ham for their Thanksgiving dinner, which is great. But never had it myself while I was growing up. So yeah. But I would choose turkey. Let me know what you guys would choose. Okay. So turkey versus ham debate, which type of meat on the turkey, what side, and then what dessert. So again, I have to just go based off of like what I grew up with and what is around me and what also others have brought to a Thanksgiving, like Friendsgiving sort of thing. But usually we have a lot. I have a pretty large family, so we make a lot of desserts, and everybody has a sweet tooth. So we have pecan pie or pecan. Do you guys pronounce it pecan or pecan? Is there another way to pronounce it? I don't think so. Pumpkin pie, cheesecake, flan, cookies, and just like standard chocolate chip cookies. Let's see what else. Cupcakes, cake, and brownies. And then the candied yams, like with the toasted marshmallows on top and stuff. What was it? I lost track of what I was saying. Oh, listing the desserts. Oh, man. Can you tell I'm exhausted? Okay. So that's it, I'm pretty sure. And apple pie. Oh, and cherry pie. Oh, my God. Yes, we have a lot. And so my choice, always, I have to always have it for Thanksgiving. If I don't, I feel like I have missed out on Thanksgiving or something is not complete. And it is pumpkin pie with like a mountain of whipped cream. I love pumpkin pie. I love whipped cream. It's perfect. Oh, and then the cranberry sauce debate. Do you like canned or like freshly or like homemade cranberry sauce? I've had both, and I've regularly actually make the homemade cranberry sauce. It's pretty easy. But I like the canned cranberry sauce. I feel like I'm going to get judged for that, but I love it. Yeah, so that's about it. Oh, and drinks. Drinks. I like 7-Up. I like 7-Up for my drink. That seems crazy. And I, even as an adult who has now, you know, with alcohol and things like that, I still choose 7-Up. Yeah. And I think that's it. Ooh, I will say one of my favorite things to have, and it must be on the table now, if we're any family gathering at this point, I'm just kind of like known for it now. Whipped hot honey butter. I love it. If you can, you can even make like the hot honey yourself. Just get some honey, throw some spices in it. But there's also like literally hot honey. It's called hot honey. Get some good Kerrygold butter, whip it up, and mix in that hot honey. I usually just with a hand mixer. Oh God, it's so good. On literally toast, all sorts of bread, any sort of bread. Just throw it on there. It's so good. Anyway, that is it. I have to go and finish getting ready and eventually go to sleep. So I appreciate you all. I love every single one of you. And I hope you all have a safe holiday if you celebrate. And if you don't, I just hope you get to spend some time with some loved ones just this weekend. 'Cause I think we could all use that during this time of year. I feel like that was a really bad kiss. Anyway, bye and have a wonderful, wonderful day.